Now, Jess Kelly has just walked in and she's brought some coffee. Jess, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. You have the machine that's plugged in the corner.
It's plugged into the corner and for those who aren't in studio with us, which is everyone else, it's a new coffee machine from Nespresso. It's called the Nespresso Vertuo Plus and it is €240. And this is one that a lot of people were tweeting me over Christmas saying, you know, do you think it's any good and how does it differ to the traditional machines? Because, you know, when the Nespresso machines arrived into Ireland, they transformed home coffee for a lot of people, because I used to just drink, you know, the stuff out of the jar. Yeah. I'd never make it properly and it wasn't that nice. When the Nespresso machines arrived in, they were a luxury item for so many people. But now in the last wee while, they've come down in price significantly. So, you know, I've got one on my kitchen counter and it's transformed how I drink coffee. But what they're trying to do, what Nespresso are trying to do, is offer a more luxurious coffee experience at home. So they've brought out the Vertuo machine now. And what this does is it uses a different technique to process the coffee, for the coffee to come out, and mm-hmm. it gives it a richer taste and a more full-bodied taste, and it's also a smarter machine than some of the cheaper ones.
The traditional Nespresso machine, you can press the big button or the small button and you either get a little espresso shot mm-hmm. in a tiny espresso cup, or if you're using a larger cup, you get double the amount
exactly
from the same pod, more dilute, therefore less intense. Then you add milk or whatever you want. That's it though, one single pod.
Yes.
And the flavours are variable. This machine takes in the same space four different pods.
So the idea is that the pods are actually smart in themselves. So when you take one of the pods out, they're a different shape. So it's important to note that the traditional pods, the old pods, will not fit this new machine, and the new pods will not fit the older machines.
These pods are dome-shaped with a kind of a collar at the bottom.
Exactly. So it's kind of like half a golf ball. So if you chopped a golf ball in half and put a little hat around it, that's what these look like. And you'll see, again, if you're on newstalk.com, you can click on the TV and you'll be able to see there's a small barcode around the rim of each of these domes. And what that does is when you put it into the machine, the machine can read the barcode and it'll know exactly how much water to put in. Because as you were saying there, in the old school machines, the one I have in my kitchen, it's in the Nespresso Initia machine, so it's quite a basic one. Before that, you know, I decide how much water I want. I can press it long pause or a long press and then press it again if I want to double the amount. This is automatically reads it. So underneath the cap of each of these, you'll see that on the one that I'm holding in my hand, it says 40 milliliters, for example. So when I put this into the coffee machine, it'll read the barcode and it'll put in 40 mils of water. It'll then also, the machine will stab a hole in the middle of the tin foil, mm-hmm. but also 18 dots around the tin foil. And the idea is then that it's brewed, you get the full sense and the full taste of the coffee rather than the sort of stamp imprint that happens on some of the other machines. And I have, you know, we got in a lovely big box of tasting coffees and everyone in the office had a little go of it. And the taste is incredible. It's very easy to use, because sometimes with these machines, you know, I've mentioned before the one that I have, it's quite a neat and a small one. So this is a bigger machine, but it's not clunky. It does take up a little bit yeah. more room on your counter, but it's not too big. But I have been quite impressed with it,
Okay, what about the cost of the pods?
Well, this is a big thing for a lot of people. So you mentioned there that there's four different cup sizes that you can choose from, but you get 20 flavours of coffee. So for the big mugs, there's, say, six different flavours, and for the smaller ones, different ones. So the pods range in price from 50 cent to 70 cent per pod. Now that goes against 36 cent to 45 cent for the older pods. It's also worth noting as well that, you know, you don't have to buy the Nespresso pods for the older machine. You can get ones in Lidl, you can get ones yeah. by Bewley's, you can get ones by Roberts. I haven't seen the pods for the new machine by other brands yet. That will come.
That's just how it is at the moment. Now, we've been talking about recycling.
Yes.
And they will take your pods back.
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people are concerned about. Anytime I mention any of the Nespresso machines, people inundate me with, you know, queries about the recycling policy. There is actually a very comprehensive recycling policy on the Nespresso website if you want to check it out yourself. But there are a few different options. So you can save all the capsules. So if you put the used capsules into an Nespresso recycling bag, which you can request when you're ordering your capsules online, or if you're buying them mm-hmm. from one of the stores, you can get that. You can also book a free collection as well. So if you go onto the website, or there's a telephone number, and also you can drop them back. There's certain yeah. drop-up points in the different boutique shops, so they can be recycled. So although although, you know, some people are very worried about the environment, absolutely, that's a very valid concern, but it is good to know that Nespresso are doing things to recycle.
Cost of the machine?
So it's €239, €39.99. So I do think it's a good investment if you are a coffee drinker and if you find the type of coffee that you really, really like. So, you know, in some of their boutique shops, you can go in and do a coffee taste and find the exact blend that you like. I do think it's an investment. I have, you know, a very basic machine at home and I use it every single day. It kicks off my morning in a nice way. So if you have a big coffee drinker in your house, it is definitely worth checking out. As I said, the thing to consider is that the pods are slightly more expensive, but I suppose it won't be for long before the other manufacturers bring pods out. But I have to say, I've been quite impressed by it so far.
Yeah, it's a high-tech machine. You can hear the whir of the centrifugal thing when it's going. And
when
all
it's running, yeah.
Okay, all right, Jess. Now, some of the calls coming in, and there are lots. Mary says, which phone did you say last week is a good transition from an old phone to a smartphone?
The Huawei Y6. It's a lovely little phone. It's very basic, but it'll do the job for you just fine.
Desmond said, a few years ago, I broke the screen on my Palm Trio 680, an old hybrid smartphone and personal device. Cannot get anyone to replace it. Any ideas?
There are a lot of shops. It depends on where you're texting from. There are a lot of places around the country that will repair phones. There's the shop called Pear. It's an Irish company. They have shops around the country and they are quite good at repairing devices. So I would go to Pear.ie and just see if they can
sort
out.
How old is the Palm Trio?
I actually have no idea.
Back in the mist of time, is it?
Yeah. Did you give a specific number?
Palm Trio 680.
680. Okay, hang on. I'll do a quick Google here now and just see if we can figure out. So this was 2006 was when it first became available. So it's going.
That's
back
like Victorian in phone terms.
And you know, it's actually quite interesting that you mentioned those older devices because WhatsApp have announced that they're going to discontinue support for certain older devices. So remember last year this happened around this time. So as of yesterday, if you have a phone running Symbian S6e, BlackBerry OS, BlackBerry 10 or Windows Phone 8.0, WhatsApp will not be updating for you, unfortunately, anymore.
I need to buy a new laptop. It's just for general home use, internet browsing, storing, editing photographs, storing music. I have a home MyCloud external storage device, so storage space is not the main priority, but I would like a laptop that's relatively fast. Not sure whether I would pay the extra and go for solid state drive. Any advice? Welcome. Are there any good deals out there at the moment? From Abigail.
There are so many good deals out there. It's actually overwhelming how many good deals there are out there at the moment. What I would say to you is if you have your external storage and that's not going to be a big issue for you, maybe look at getting a Chromebook. There's an Acer Chromebook that is excellent. It's around €240. I know someone who has one and uses it for college work, but also for kind of faffing around online. And it is great. Also, the HP Stream is another option.
I have a year to go on a contract with Tesco, but they changed the contract from this month. Can I change company now?
If they have changed the terms of the contract, yes. Usually, if you get notified that there's a change in contract, in the very bottom of the email or the letter, there'll be in tiny, teeny writing saying that they've breached the contract or they've changed the conditions. So you should be entitled to. But if you want to send us more information as to the exact changes, we can get onto Tesco and find out.
James says, I need a desktop to do basic accounting for a small to medium-sized business. Is there a brand that's best suited to this application at the best price, please?
HP are good, solid, reliable for that type of thing, as are Dell. You know, another thing to consider, it depends on what piece of software you're using, but what I do is I bought a laptop and then to hook it up to a monitor because you can get really good deals on powerful laptops that can then be used for different things. Hook it up to a monitor that'll cost you about €200 and that could be an option. But I would look at Dell or HP.
Lucy in Dundrum says, I got a new Amazon Fire tablet for Christmas, loaded up Netflix, but I cannot watch anything. It just keeps hanging on the loading page. But if I download a movie, it's okay. Would there be an issue with the tablet or the house broadband?
The fact that you can download, I wonder how long the download
takes.
That's
the point. Because if it's a slow download, it means...
Then it's the broadband. You see, again, we were watching stuff over Christmas and I was down at my parents' house and the streams buffered, whereas the downloads worked. So it does depend. It could very much be a broadband issue. What I would suggest is try and stream on another device on the same network and then just eliminate that it's the broadband. And if it's something to do with the tablet, again, get in touch and we'll see if we can help you out.
About coffee pods and recycling, following your segment on waste problems with Nespresso, it's the most wasteful way of making coffee. Recycling by special collection only, not good enough.
It doesn't have to be Special Collection. You can bring the pods down. That's what I do. So I you know, obviously work on the top of Grafton Street and I waddle down to the shop at the bottom of Grafton Street, so it's not wasteful.
Paula says, can you suggest a new replacement for my iPhone 6? It's so slow, I hate it. I love the notes feature on it, but I hate the camera as well. Now, the slowness is a deliberate slowness, as we know now.
Which Apple apologised for last Thursday. So it is, it's a big problem. And I know a lot of people, you know, there's a friend of mine who has the exact same problem. She has an iPhone 6 and loves it. Doesn't want to go for an iPhone 7 because she wants the headphone jack. So people are kind of caught in limbo now because they've bought into the Apple ecosystem. They love the notes feature, that kind of thing. What I'm saying to people is try and get your hands on an iPhone 6S. Buy the highest spec, you know, in terms of memory and do it that way. I was online over Christmas looking at different options in terms of refurbished phones. So if you go to the Apple website, there's a refurbished section and you could get an iPhone 6S there for a little bit cheaper than you'd pay for a brand new iPhone 7.
Sarah says, confused regarding photos on my iPhone. I have photos on my cloud, but I've read that if I delete them on my phone, they'll be deleted from the cloud. Is this true? I'm afraid to delete anything now.
Yeah, this is another absolute nightmare. We need to dedicate a whole show to this now because it is a nightmare for people. So there are features, like what I would say to you first and foremost, if you are confused about using the Apple infrastructure for photos, what I do is download the Google Photos app and then just sync everything up to the Google Cloud so you know that it's there. Delete them from your your iPhone, and then you can drag them across from one cloud account to another. That's the most basic way I can say it in 30 seconds on the radio. But if you want to email patkenny@newstalk.com, I will email you the full explanation.
Okay, it is confusing because you know you're synced to the cloud, so you think if you add things to your phone, they'll also be in the cloud. So therefore, if you subtract things from your phone, will they be subtracted from the cloud?
It's very confusing. Yeah. I've had people, you know, I've had people over the years who kind of thought they were doing the right thing by backing up and then deleting. But it's very intricate settings that is just a bit of a minefield. So if you do email us, we'll get back
to you. We'll have to do a tutorial.
Yes, indeed.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And Jess, of course, always available to answer your tech questions.